This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you've tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Health and Fitness Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are visiting with Fumiko Takatsu, the creator of the Face Yoga Method and best-selling author of 5 books on face yoga. She has just released her first English version ebook on face yoga called The Ultimate Guide to the Face Yoga Method. Fumiko, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Hi, thank you very much, Eric.
You're welcome. So tell us, what is face yoga?
Okay, so face yoga method, it's a very, very unique set of face exercise combined with body postures for maximum result. And it moves your face muscle, which you never thought is possible. And combined with breathing, it really calms down your, you know, mental too. And you can turn the clock back and gives you a much younger looking appearance and also confidence.
So how did you get started doing face yoga?
Well, I was about 36 years old, and I started noticing my age on my face, and of course, you know, I started losing my confidence. And I thought, well, you know, I exercise my body. Why not exercise your face muscle? Because face has a muscle. So I started doing a face muscle exercise, and then, you know, people started noticing the change in my face and start asking me what I, you know, what I did or what I do. And I said, well, I'm moving my face muscle, and people wanted to know more about it. And then publisher wanted to publish a book, and then it just went, you know, all over Asia. And I changed my career from, you know, teaching at college to doing this face yoga for, you know, 100%.
So what sort of results have your face yoga students seen so far?
Okay, well, I had the youngest student, 16 years old, and the oldest one was 92 years old lady. And everybody started, you know, definitely much younger, but also reduced the forehead wrinkles, and nasolabial folds started disappearing, and lips are getting plumper, you know, without any surgery or anything, you know, artificial. And you can get rid of the double chin too. And double chin actually is a really, really easy to get rid of, you know, doing a face exercise. And also it promotes better circulation. And many people said that they can smile much naturally, and that they look happier too.
Today we are joined by Fumiko Takatsu, the creator of the Face Yoga Method and best-selling author of 5 books on face yoga. She has just released her first English version ebook on face yoga called The Ultimate Guide to the Face Yoga Method here on eHealth Radio's Health and Fitness Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. So if one has had a facelift or Botox, can they still practice the Face Yoga Method and get results?
Yes, the answer is yes. And, you know, one of the beauties of face yoga method is it can be practiced and combined with other face treatment. But, however, you know, since Botox suppressed the face muscle movement, it might be a little bit harder at first because you can't really feel or you can't really move the muscles. But definitely the answer is yes. And just take before-after photos and how your face changes, and you will be happy to see the result.
And how does one pick the best face yoga routine for them?
Okay, well, there is the lots of exercise, but I have a ebook which, you know, you can get at faceyogamethod.com, my website. But book has several different sections, you know, forehead area, eye area, lip, nasolabial folds, the neck and jawline. So if you have a very specific area you want to see results or change, do the exercise on the area and just, you know, repeat the poses. Or if you just want to pick up each pose, you know, one pose from each section and just combine them throughout the day, that's also possible too. But right now I'm doing a, you know, 28-day challenge for neck and jawline area. And each day I give a specific, you know, pose to practice, and I upload videos every day so that people can see which pose they need to do, and they can follow every single day for 28 days. And to participate, a challenge, it's free, but you need to get the guidebook and challenge, you know, ebook from my website at faithyogamethod.com. And the reason I'm doing this for 28 days is I believe that it takes 28 days for people to form a habit. So that's why you need to do 28 days and every single day if you want to see the result. So you can go to my website for more info, and there's before after photos. And when you get my ebook, The Ultimate Guide to the Faith Yoga Method, do not forget to put the discount code eHealth to get 20% off the book.
Hey, very good. Very good. 20% discount. And tell us where that website is once again.
It's faithyogamethod.com.
Very good. And in conclusion, what one thing could you leave with our listeners in form of a tip that they could put into action today that would help them to be more healthy and fit?
When people see results on the face, they can get a mental benefit too, because they can get a better self-image and a confidence. And facial yoga method is, you are the practitioner. You don't need to ask somebody to do something on your face, but you do it and you see the result, and that gives you great satisfaction mentally and physically.
We've been talking with Fumiko Takatsu, the creator of the Face Yoga Method and best-selling author of 5 books on face yoga. She has just released her first English version ebook on face yoga called The Ultimate Guide to the Face Yoga Method. And once again, the website of reference, and to pick up a 20% discount on the ebook under the code eHealth, it's faceyogamethod.com. Fumiko, thanks so much for joining us today here on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
You're welcome. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Health and Fitness Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.